Word of God for our meditation this morning is taken from Luke 24, 38 to 40. He, that is Jesus, said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your heart? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. So far, the word of God. I've got one really big one right here on my side from a bike accident. I've got a bunch of them on my hands from clearing brush over the years. I've got one just above my right eye from where I got hit by a baseball. I've got one on the chin where I fell down the stairs and bit clean through my lip. I've got a bunch of them on my right knee and my calf from sliding in baseball. And too many to count from other various accidents, and a lot of them that I don't even know where I got them. You probably know what I'm talking about. Scars. Most of you probably have scars, and if not, you will. It's something we accumulate as we get older. It's places where we've had injuries in the past. Places that remind us of those past pains. But also, it's an amazing way that God created us. It's a way that our body has healed from those past injuries. Many of us have emotional scars as well. These are things that are not visible, but the things that we carry with us. Times when we've been deeply hurt in the past. And as we get older, we accumulate those scars as well. Scars from where maybe a friend said something or did something that hurt. Time when maybe when we faced rejection. Time when we faced embarrassment. Scars from experiencing the loss of a loved one. Deep scars. We carry that hurt from a long time. Time eventually dulls the pain, but the scar remains. Now, when we're in the middle of experiencing that hurt, it's often hard for us to see the positives. It's hard for us to see that love of God. There's a song about 5 years old by the band I Am They, and it's called Scars. The singer is a person who just went through a very tough time in their life, tough time causing them a lot of emotional pain, and looking back, he sees how God used that to bring him back to God. Waking up to a new sunrise, looking back from the other side, I can see now with open eyes. Darkest water and deepest pain, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Because my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars. Yes, God does use every experience in our lives to bring us to Him. It's often hard to see when we're in the middle of it. But we have those familiar words of promise from Romans 8, 28. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, for those who are called according to His purpose. We can see how this played out again and again in the Old Testament, most particularly in the story of Joseph. Joseph was beaten almost to death by his own brothers and then sold into slavery, thrown, falsely accused, and thrown into prison. But he was able to forgive his brothers and said, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." God works all things for good. Looking through those eyes of faith, he was able to see how God worked those things. After all, that is God's ultimate goal, to save us. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, come to faith in Him, and be saved and be with Him. When we look at physical scars, a lot of them are just like scars I got riding my bike when I was younger. They're just accidents, or maybe just consequences of doing stupid things. But some of them are caused intentionally. I also have one scar in my side that was caused intentionally by a surgeon about 20 years ago when he removed my appendix. He had to take that scalpel and literally cut me open, cause more damage, injure my body to remove my appendix before it would burst. Thankfully, all went well and I healed from it. I still have that small scar, but I also have my life. In the same way, we may look at emotional scars in our lives. At times, they seem random. It seems like just pain that someone caused us, or an accident, a bad accident that happened. But every scar, every wound is actually from the hands of a master surgeon. God himself, who uses all those scars and all those experiences in our lives to bring us back to him. As Paul told the Athenians in Acts 17, God is guiding all events of every person and even every nation on earth for the purpose so that they seek God and reach out for him and find him. It's from Acts 17. But how can we be so sure? How do we know when dealing with pain that God is still in control of even these things and God is using them? Well, the songwriter of that song, Scars, puts it this way in the last verse of that song. He says, I can see how you delivered me. In your hands, in your feet, I find my victory. So I'm thankful for your scars. We know our scars, our emotional scars, our healing scars, because of the scars that our Savior bears on his own body. Those marks of love on his hands and feet. Reminders of just how much he loved us. Just how much of a price he paid for each and every one of us. As Peter reminds us in his first letter, he himself carried our sins in his body on the tree so that we would be dead to sin and alive to righteousness. By his wounds, you were healed. And John, recording his vision in the last book in Revelation, reveals that when he saw his Savior, he saw him as a lamb that was slain. A lamb that bears the scars of what he went through. So like that songwriter, we are thankful for our scars. We're thankful for our own scars because they are a reminder of God's love and the way he's guiding our lives, even though through pain, he is bringing us to him. But even more importantly, we're thankful for his scars on his hands and feet. As another songwriter, Charles Wesley, wrote in his hymn over 200 years ago, "Those dear tokens of his passion still his dazzling body bears, cause of endless exaltation to his ransomed worshipers. With what rapture gaze we on those glorious scars." Let's sing those words. In the words of hymn 336, verse 3. 336, verse 3.